And the Catholic Church in the United States is currently celebrating National Migration Week, focusing on the theme, Renewing Hope, Seeking Justice. Bishop John Wester is the chairman of the Committee on Migration at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He spoke with Irene Lagan about the bishop's advocacy for comprehensive immigration reform.
We believe that our immigration laws in the United States are no longer adequate to deal with the current situation in our country as we face the immigrants who come in here, refugees, asylum seekers, etc. And as a consequence, we do have about 12 to 20 million people who are undocumented persons, many, if not most of whom, just overstayed their visas. So our hope is that we can help people to see that our country, the United States of America, was really founded by immigrants, and that throughout our history, immigrants have played a pivotal role in our country and have promoted quite a bit of good in our country. So we wish to help people to see that it's a win-win situation. It's a win for the country. It's a win for the immigrants.
Now, what about the issue of human trafficking?
Well, this is a big issue, really, and our Holy Father, in his address on immigration, I believe it was last October, Pope Benedict put the spotlight on the human trafficking within the immigrant culture and society. Particularly, the Holy Father underlined the tragedy of minors who are immigrants and minors who are abused and get caught up in human trafficking. And the Holy Father mentioned how important it is for us to be aware of their plight, and that regardless of the laws of the country or where we need to go, where we are, we need to go, no matter what, right now, this day, we have to look out for our children, and we have to make sure that they don't get caught up in trafficking. They're more vulnerable to human traffickers because they don't have anywhere to go to. They don't have a home base, so to speak. Their support systems are weak, and it's difficult for them. And also, children are very susceptible because they tend to be believing and trusting. And these human traffickers prey on that, and so this is a real big problem. And, of course, adults, too, get caught up in human trafficking. Immigrants are easy prey.